y'all, it is 10:59 p.m. and yesterday the news came out that Jennifer Lopez filed for divorce from Ben Affleck, and I genuinely do not have much to say. Other than this is like extremely humiliating and embarrassing, and I would hate to be such a laughing stock. And I do believe Jennifer Lopez will be married within the next 1 to 2 years because she is a love addict, and I don't think she plans on stopping anytime soon from getting married again. And or before she's married, she probably already has a boyfriend. I believe that Jennifer Lopez filed for a divorce after she found a new man because she doesn't ever want to spend 24 hours alone. What else? Like, I don't rejoice in this, and I feel that most people are not rejoicing in this. This isn't like I'll speak for myself. I have so much secondhand embarrassment. This is very uncomfortable. Apparently, she made a album, then a documentary, then a movie, and an album about the documentary about how in love she is and all that. Like, it's just I don't know what to think. I don't know if I'm supposed to think Jennifer is the problem. I don't know if I'm supposed to think Benjamin is the problem. I don't understand why this blew up so quickly when they seemed so madly in love in their photos together on the red carpet. And then it's like, I do believe the bitch is finna get married real again real soon. So, I mean, the way how Jennifer Lopez does not like to be single, she always got to be up under a man. At what point are you gonna say, okay, can I just have a break? At what fucking point? I'm grossed out. I don't like anything about this. You know, Ben Affleck didn't want to look like the bad guy. According to People magazine, JLo was tired of waiting on Ben to file for divorce. It says that she's heartbroken and very disappointed, and then they're saying that she filed on the anniversary of their wedding or whatever the fuck, like to hurt him or sting him or whatever. The way how both of these assholes need to remain single, and both of them are not going to remain single. This is all too much. Like, I feel like we've seen a lot of shit, embarrassing shit go down in Hollywood, but I feel like this divorce. And I don't give a shit that they don't got a prenup and shit. Like, neither one of them is gonna be fighting for the other's money. Even if they are like awarded to give one of them is supposed to pay the other one some money, I don't think they would accept it. But this has got to go down as within the top 25 most embarrassing bullshit events in Hollywood of all time. It's just, you see two people in their 50s straight up like getting married and it imploding decades after being very into each other. And you're just sitting there like, why didn't y'all just date then? Why did y'all have to get married? What a shit show. Anyway. In other news, Ashanti has had her baby. Ashanti is 43 years old. I thought she was 44 now. Anyways, so she has a son named Kareem Kincaid Haynes. And he was born on July 18th. Wow. And we're just finding out about it now? Oh my goodness. Wow. And she posted a photo of herself after having her baby, and her stomach is very big still, as it should be and would be, and she looks very thick. Wow. I wonder how much weight she gained with this pregnancy. Okay, let me check something really quick, because I thought Ashanti was like 44 by now. Okay, so she's right about to be 44. Got it. She basically got pregnant at her birthday, because she's gonna be 44 on October 13th. Got it, got it, got it. Because I remember she was like pregnant at 43. So anyway, yeah, congrats to Ashanti. Congrats for her to get pregnant and have a baby at 43, and with somebody that she's been into for decades and decades. Like, congrats. And last but not least, we find out that Beyonce continues to be a mogul, a powerhouse, an empire. She is launching a whiskey named Sir Davis next month. I'm going to start with the most important fact. Sir Davis is $89. So it is something that Beyonce has spent years working on. And the whiskey pays homage, or homage, sorry, to Texas and her family. And Beyonce said, excuse me, I've always been drawn to the power and confidence I feel when drinking quality whiskey and wanted to invite more people to experience that feeling. Sure. She says, when I discovered that my great grandfather had been a moonshine man, it felt like my love for whiskey was faded. Sir Davis is a way for me to pay homage to him, uniting us through a new shared legacy. In partnering with Moët Hennessy, I'm probably not saying that right. We have crafted a delicious American whiskey that respects tradition but also empowers people to experience something new and unique in the category. You could taste it better than I could ever tell you. Welcome, Sir Davis. Sir Davis is 51% rye, 49% malted barley, and the result is a texture that's reminiscent of Japanese and Scotch whiskies with the deep flavor of American rye. It apparently has warm spices like clove, cinnamon, and ginger with zesty orange flavors and a smooth honey finish. And it has already received very prestigious accolades from spirit competitions. And it came out on top as best in class for American whiskey from the 2023 SIP Awards, according to the press release. So, what I love about this is that Beyoncé is doing everything that her white peers and competitors do. I feel like Beyoncé is going the Kardashian route. Beyoncé is starting to put out product after product. Here she came with her hair care line. Now she's hitting us with her whiskey. She's had a perfume out for a while. This is what I predict. I predict that Beyonce, over the next 3 years, she's gonna drop at least three new products. I think Beyonce is gonna come out with some type of skincare. I think she's gonna come out with, let's see, a wig line. I wouldn't be surprised. Skincare, wig line, and nails. Skincare, wig line, nails. She's already in clothes with Ivy Park. So I could see skincare, wig line, nails, but I could see skincare for sure. And or I see luxury home goods. Like Beyonce is coming for for y'all. Like she's just gonna be pushing products at this point. I just feel like that's what she's trying to do. And if the Kardashians can do it, Beyonce could do it too. I love her Sacred hair care line. Like, I don't really see myself using any other hair care line. So if Beyonce's products are as good as her hair care line, sign me the fuck up. I mean, don't you wish you were one of her kids? Don't you wish that you had access to generational wealth like Beyonce's? Ugh, man. Anyways, y'all, I'm gonna go and put this on the schedule to be published in an hour. And I will be coming out with my Love is Blind finale episode by Monday because I fast-forwarded to the weddings. So I want to sit through the 2 hours of both episodes being an hour. And so I'm not in a hurry to do that because I've churned out so much content this week. And I want to give y'all a chance to watch it. And I feel like a lot of y'all have not watched the finale yet. So you can expect a recap of the finale by Monday. And then Monday is the day of the reunion. So a lot, we got a whole lot coming your way. Have a great night or a great day. Bye-bye.